Blog Talk Radio.
We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba.
This is TwoBlackSheepRadio.com with Bob Granger and Dave Wilkerson. We're being a black sheep. It's a good thing. You never know what they're going to say.
Well, we know that for a fact. Well, good evening, everybody. This is Dave Wilkerson and my co-host, Mr. Bob Granger. Hello there, Bob. How are you tonight?
I'm doing terrific, Dave. I'm stoked about life. And how are you doing? I know you have a big appointment tomorrow. How you feeling, my man?
A little apprehensive. I've been down in Charlotte the last, almost month, so I've really enjoyed my time down there and decided I had to sneak out of Charlotte because I'd hit a snowstorm, which if I had been one day later, I would have been wherever my car was when it was snowing because I can take a corner at 150 miles an hour, but I cannot back out of a driveway with a half inch of snow on the ground. So I'm glad I got back in time, and tomorrow morning I go in early for a bunch of different tests. So I'm a little bit of anxiety running through me right now, but the show will help calm that down. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. You know, Bob, I know you had a good week. Why don't you give everybody a little recap on what you've done? And I'm sure you've recovered from something, right?
Well, I'm you know, when you're active out there, something's always happening, you know, and that's a good thing. You know, like I said, I'm stoked about life. It was a great week, you know, real busy and in a multitude of different venues. And you know, I had some vehicle issues this week. I had a little clunk. I thought it was just maybe, you know, like a bracket for the exhaust system or something. So I took it into my guy, and he told me, well, now you have some bearing problems in your rocker arms and that, you know. So I'm just saying, well, you know, it's an Audi. It's a 300,000 or 400,000 mile car. You know, I have over half the percent of or 50% of it that way, and probably do. I says, should we do all four of them, all four of the rocker arms? And he said, well, I would. And so I thought that was a great idea, and told him to order the parts. Told me it was going to be $2,400, right? And so that was not that great. And so then I, you know, the next day the parts are ordered. All of a sudden, the suspension, it's an air suspension, you know, that's so you can change your ride parameters. So the compressor went. So I had to drive it back, you know, and I had to drive really slow because the whole suspension dropped down to the bottom. You know, I had maybe a half-inch clearance on the vehicle, on the tires. So I drove that back.
You got like a low ride. That's good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I looked like NASCAR, you know, and people were pointing. But anyway, so that's another $1,500. So I'll recover from those things, but here's the best. All right, Christian Woodall, you know, owner of the Carriage House Cafe and one of the owners of Copper Horse Coffee, you know, one of our sponsors at our Tioga Downs simulcast, he gave me a Christmas present last night at the BP. You know, and, oh, you should see this, Dave. You would love this. It's a bottle of Willet, which is a small batch vintage, you know, it was distilled in April 12th, 2006, rye whiskey. So I poured a glass tonight. I ordinarily, what I do, you know, at Black Sheep Radio night, you know, I get a nice, you know, a beverage out to enjoy it after we're done. So anyway,
really?
I had this, I had this beautiful beverage. Well, you know, I would never drink during the show. What's MacGruber says? He says never say never again or something like that. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
But anyway, so I'm looking at this gorgeous whiskey, and it's so clean. And I had that glass here, so I had to take a sip. Oh, my gosh. This is my recovery medicine right here. It is delicious.
Well, you know what?
In fact, the next
you'll
time,
appreciate
I'm saving some for you, you know.
Well, you should. Well, you appreciate that Christian had asked me if you would like something like that, and I said, well, it's alcohol. Of course he will. So it's obvious you do appreciate it, so that's a good thing, man. I took care of too, even though I didn't spend the money. Beautiful.
well, anyway, I'm looking forward to the show tonight. I am. You know, I look forward to all shows. But I like it because we're always coming up with a different subject matter, you know, and it's just a fun time.
Well, it is. And, you know, I think, too, is that, you know, we talked about, you know, the purpose of the show and what we're going to do tonight. We're going to talk about events, okay? And I think it's really fitting considering we have a major event coming up on Saturday. But we want to take it a step further. But we also want to, again, remind everybody the purpose of this show is just to give you another format, another forum, maybe to have a different view on some of the things that you're dealing with. And you may, just may, pick up something that's really important for you and your business from some of the idle chit-chat that Bob and I share, or you may not. And if you don't, that's okay, too. We do have fun. Right, Bob?
Absolutely. It's our job.
A job? Is this a job?
No, it's our job to have fun.
Okay.
I mean, what better job than having fun, you know? It's all the way how you look
at it. Let's go ahead and talk about a couple things first. Let's talk about events, and let's just go into probably the best thing is let's talk about your event that you've got going there. We're going to use that as an example, and then I'm going to show some other examples. We're going to break it down further tonight. So you want to talk about the event you've got coming up on Saturday and how it dovetails into the big events?
Yeah, I tell you, it was you know, it's the major events are going on in New Jersey and in Dallas, or I mean in Houston. And so we didn't want to, you know, so many of us just didn't want to get on the road in this time of the year because you never can tell what Mother Nature is going to give you. You know, in events, what's an event anyway? It's a happening, you know. So we thought, well, why don't we go up to Tioga Downs and have the streaming part come right into there? You know, I do business with there with my company, and it's a beautiful setting. And I thought, man, maybe we could get 25, 30, 40 people that would like to come to it, you know, and we'll just have a good time. We'll have a blast, you know.
Sure.
So we went up there and we put together a package with, oh, my gosh, you should see what we're doing, Dave. I mean, we have a delicious dinner. I mean, we're going to open the doors at 12:30. We have a delicious dinner, buffet, a real nice buffet, too, really, really upscale, you know, and that goes from 1:30 until 4:00. All the beverages are you know, non-alcoholic beverages are all free from like 1 until 6. And we made a cash bar available, so if somebody wants to have a glass of wine with their dinner, they can. It's going to be a fun time, and it's going to be such a great social event. And what's happened is when we put this package together, we can have all kinds of tremendous giveaways. Copper Horse Coffee is a major sponsor. Two Black Sheep Radio is a major sponsor. And we have tremendous giveaways. And it's just we're going to have so much fun. It's that social, it's a major event. And it's over 200 people now, paid registrants.
Wow.
They're already paid. Yeah.
Wow.
And so we're excited about it, and I was talking with Laura. Laura and I are our co-host of it, and we're going over, you know, like just how the event's going to plan out, and we're both excited about it. And to be honest, it's the first one that she's ever been involved with, where she's had that much hands-on, and she's a co-host, and so, you know, she's a little bit nervous. We're both a little bit nervous because we want it to go perfect. But I'm telling you, we're double crossing T's and double dotting I's, and we just want everyone to come and have a great time, and it's going to be a terrific happening.
Well, so what you sort of did, Bob, is that you looked at the fact that you may have had some team members that, you know, if you took off and went to the live event down in New Jersey, it essentially would take you out of your market, your local market, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, so what you decide to do is, let's see what I do as a leader. Maybe I can find a location. I know Lord scouted the place out. You've got it all squared away. But you looked at creating a local event dovetailed within the national event because they're streaming it live as well. So it sort of opened itself up to that. And I think all of us also know that casinos and racetracks, especially racetracks, are really good at streaming live events because they do that all the time, right? I mean, all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So
we have...
It should be great.
Where we're having it done, Dave, they have one major big screen, right? And then
right.
I believe it's six other, you know, 55-inch screens. You know, and so everybody's going to have a great view and a great sound system. You know, it's going to be a blast.
Well, they won't have to battle the weather. You know, I'm sorry to say, it looks like the East Coast is going to get hammered Friday night and Saturday morning. So, you know, people that could be going up to your event may really be glad that they've done that, because they're going to be able to sit in – because I don't think your areas could get hit with any weather problems. I think it's all East Coast related. But I know that
– I'm really hoping –
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, because we've seen that before, right? We get hammered with a snowstorm and it shuts right down.
Yeah, I'm hoping that storm will head out to the Atlantic and not hit that area, you know, because everybody's looking forward to it, and all those people going down to New Jersey deserve to get there safely and have a great time too, you know. And so, but it's going to be fun.
Well, that's sort of where the excitement comes from events. So what you did, though, is you took an idea and you created a localized event that you thought we might have 40 people. You thought you might take care of your little personal team, and now you've grown to over 200. You know,
what the nice thing is, too, Dave, is we opened it up. We have people coming that aren't even in our team. You know,
well, that's okay.
Fun.
Yeah,
no,
absolutely,
that
is. But now you've created an event where people can go locally, and they're going to get, you know, listen, in some cases, they may even feel like they're more connected, you know. So let's talk about that for a little bit, because, you know, that's one thing I remember in the beginning when we started our business, where we celebrated every person that came in the business, that we celebrated when people became, you know, for Ambit and now for regional consultants. We celebrated that in a big way. And we started doing some things. I know up in the Rochester market, we started doing the RC Dinner Club, you know, and I've talked to you about this. And all it is we created these small events. We do them once a quarter or so. And what we do is all the SCs and ECs would chip in and pay for all the new RCs dinner. And we take them all out to dinner. And, you know, it got to be a lot of people after a while, so we had to sort of change the format. But the fun thing about that is it became an event. It became something more than just going to the business presentation. It became a social event, a social outing for everybody. And I think that's why our team is so strong, because they connect outside of even Ambit. They connect, you know, with just hanging out with great people.
Yeah, I tell you, I was, you know, when we were talking about the format of the show tonight, you know, about events and that, I the first thing I did is I went to my networking Bible, and which is GoPro. And, you know, first of all, you know, the interesting thing is I it's been a long time since I read the foreword in there, and I started listening to the quotes from Bruno, you know, Grillo and Cody Bateman and Todd Smith. I mean, Todd Smith has been in the business for 23 years, networking business, and it's a $25 million earner, and they're all lavishing praise on Eric Worre, and you and I are both huge, you know, backers and supporters of his methodology. But so I went to his skill number 7. I love that. You know, like it was events, skill number 7, lucky number 7. There were 7 pages. It just took me a few minutes to read them. And I was on page 111. But the interesting thing is that he was talking about promoting events. And his concept is just exactly what you're talking about. It's social proof. You know, that concept is brilliant.
Like
when you start talking about events, either whether they're massive or whether they're, you know, like at the end of your meetings in Rochester, that's social proof, and it gets that camaraderie and tightness forms. In fact, we're changing our venue for our own BP on February 3rd. Yeah, still Tuesdays, and it's going to be at a very nice facility, the Traditions, and there's a lounge there. And so if anybody would like to have a little camaraderie afterwards, you know, and like you guys have put together in Rochester, it's just a tremendous venue, you know, and that's almost an event. It's almost a happening on a weekly basis, and it can change you, you know.
Well, you know, we've talked about that. We use an example, the business presentation. Now, of course, that's an event, right? I mean, so you plan for that each and every week. But we also have seen, you know, you get more impact. You know, we do the business presentation. We try to do them in 45 minutes or less. And, you know, that took a little bit of work, believe me. But the reality of it is that when we hit that, we find that actually people love to stay around later, and they love to go in, and we go, like, we do it up at the Radisson up in Rochester. It's nice. After we're done, we go into the lounge, into the bar, into the restaurant area, and they've got it all set up for us. And everybody will stay there. Sometimes they'll stay there, like they celebrated Dave Lipinczyk and Kathy's going EC last week, and they stay there till midnight. You know, they put on extra staff because we have so many people that leave the meeting and go there. You've been up there, Bob. You've seen it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's tremendous. And I couldn't believe how many people that you had going, you know, and I mean, you had the whole guest would go in. And see, the guests go in there, and there's that social proof. They get to that point where they're seeing everybody's real people. They have regular jobs and businesses, and we're laughing and
normal.
Talking about
right.
families.
We're
people. Yeah, exactly correct, you know, and that is so exciting.
It makes a big difference. You know I know that, you know, we started doing it there after, but, you know, from the very beginning – even when we first started, this goes back almost 5 years ago, but when we first started, we'd always seem to go out for chicken wings and stuff after, like trainings and after presentations. And in Rochester, Western New York, of course, you know, buffalo wings, of course. You know, it's just, we offer wings. That's what we do. But the thing is, I look back at the pictures of the groups sitting at the table, eating, laughing, and talking, and realize that after 5 years, 4 years, the majority of those people are in the business still. They're actively working it. It's partly because of the fact that, you know, we developed that bond. We developed that event mentality, and we took it out of the fact that, it doesn't always have to be the 500-person, 1,000-person major training event. It can be simple things like the RC dinner clubs to celebrate. Even this radio show, Bob, you know, this is an event. You know, I've got people that call me up, you know, earlier today and said, I'm going to have my whole team of 7 or 8 people on tonight listening. I said, well, that's fantastic. And because that's what they end up realizing they're doing together as a unit, not individually. So anything you could do with other people and entice them to be with you at that, I mean, it's smart for building your business. It builds a good, solid foundation. No question about that.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, it's so much more strength there. So much more strength.
Well, you know, we talked a little bit about the Tioga event, and let's go ahead, and I just want to, you know, touch briefly into, I'm going to use an example, our old golf company. I know that when we started doing a lot of consulting work with golf course, and this goes way back, it goes back into 2000, 1999, but one thing I discovered is that, you know, typically everybody's heard of the charity golf events, right? And we had all sorts of domains and all sorts of programs that we did for major golf events. We did a lot that had upwards of a couple hundred people at each event, which is a nightmare to actually handle when you're at a golf course, especially if you're at a remote golf course like out in Palm Springs or Arizona or someplace else and you're setting it all up. But what I also found out is that we looked at the impact of that event as a whole, and then we started breaking it down and realizing there was units that would form. It was usually companies that would come together or people that knew each other come and play together. You'd have, you know, self 2 or 3 foursomes that played a lot together. And then Rob and I got this idea of creating small golf events. And when we started to market that through the golf courses, the response was dramatic. Because what we did is we would take, you know, 4 foursomes, 5 foursomes. It was usually the biggest small golf event we would do. But we'd do the prizes, you know, we'd do the personalized golf balls, we'd make embroidered shirts, you know, we'd have things done at the golf course, and it'd be set up just like it was a major event, but it was only a small group of people. Boy, we found the bang for the buck was so much greater for the golf course as well as for ourselves in terms of profit, because everybody felt more connected to that than they did as being one person part of a 200 personality. Make sense, Bob?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, and it's just like with our golf event coming up, Dave. You know that, and you know it's going to be not a huge event, but it's going to be a happening. I guarantee you that. You know, that weekend before Easter, it's a perfect time because you know, it's a time to get away and have some fun, have our little workshop. I tell you, it's going to be a great event.
Well, I think that's important to talk about, too, is we talk not only about the size of it, but the fun is our theme. And now we've invited other teams as well, and we've got a lot of other people coming besides those who are our own direct teams. But, you know, if you look at the different ways that we want to do things, it still goes back to small is better. We want to do small workshops. We like to break people off. And could you imagine you sit around as a small group and you really go hand on hand with people and their problems or their successes? And again, so we're looking forward to that. And that's the end of March, correct? You're going to have to help me on these dates, Bob.
Yeah.
I'm a little fuzzy lately.
Yeah, I think it's the week before. It's the weekend before Easter. It's perfect timing. It's the last weekend in March. You know, last weekend in March, you know, which is going to be great weather down in Gettysburg, you know, and we have a tremendous golf course, you know, and the Wyndham, I mean, it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, I passed the course on the way up from Charlotte. I came through Charlotte to Richmond and came up through, and it was gorgeous when it was coming up. Of course, you know, the minute I pulled into Harrisburg, it started sleeting, and I'm thinking, okay, I just got to make it about 3 more miles to Hershey. So when I pulled into the garage, there was like a half inch of snow on the road. And I sort of slid into the garage, and I said, well, I guess that's not going anywhere for a while. So, but going past the golf course down there, I got excited, you know, because I remember when we went out and played there to test the course out and how much fun we have. And, you know, I've always viewed things like going out and playing with a foursome, an event. I kid all the time, but I'm very serious when I tell people, you know, I have a cigar occasionally and usually a scotch more than occasionally. That's good for my heart. But I consider when I'm sitting there with a group of friends and we're having cigars and drinks, an event. I consider that something that you remember distinctly. It's not random. It's not you're hanging off by yourself. I mean, you actually make that something that everybody remembers. And then that becomes powerful in your relationship with those people.
Well, remember how we hung out there, I believe at the Wyndham there, and it was a beautiful view. Remember we had a cigar out there and just relaxed? It was unbelievable. It's going to be a tremendous time out there. Perfect setting.
Yeah, I remember we sat out in that back area. We had a couple scotches, a couple cigars. The sun was setting. It was a little romantic,
yep.
Bob. You know, I mean, but the good thing was that we left everything there on the table, and it was still there the next morning. Remember, they hadn't come by and figured out that's where we were hanging out. You know, but I just love places that have history, and Gettysburg has a ton of history. You know, a ton of history.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a lot of fun things down there. But you know, Bob, let's go ahead. Let's get right into your Lone Granger spot, because we have a couple of great things we want to talk about after that, and I know people are anticipating. First off, they try to figure out, can you remember what the next letter is? Because I always wonder. Do you?
It's okay. K. Yeah, because last week it was J. So I'm all
that's
over.
That's how it works, Bob. You know, it goes J, K, next week you'll be L. You're not going to say it's what it is, right? You're going to make me start you first, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, fine. Okay, well, here we go. Let's get this part going. And I just can't
wait
to hear about this one. Oh, you know, I've got like 3 computers running right now, so I probably should go to yours. Here we go.
And the hearty Ohio Silver.
So all of us, let's welcome our very own Lone Granger.
Well, thanks a lot, Dave. We're back at it again with the alphabet to success, that climb up the success ladder. You know, last week it was the letter J, you know, and to recall that was Just Do It. And I recommend if everybody didn't get a chance to, and even if you did, Art Williams, you know, in the EC Factory Nation website, 18-minute video about Just Do It is one of the most powerful videos you'll ever listen to in your life, and I love it. But this week the letter is K. And I'll tell you, this was not an easy letter. because I was trying to figure out how, you know, like what was the best way in that success ladder. I mean, obviously, when you think of K, you always think of Kiss, as in Kiss and makeup. But then again, if well, some people think Kiss is like just a, like a fancy cake with egg whites and sugar. But you know, when you kiss and make up, well, if you don't have any reason to make up, then why do you kiss? And then never mind. It just didn't work. You know, then there was knowledge. You know, I mean, knowledge is a really important word. I mean, all that is known. You know, but it was too philosophical. So I tried to think, you know, we're talking about that climb up the ladder. So K this week, you know, stands for keep trying no matter how hard it gets, because it'll get easier. Keep trying no matter how hard it gets, because it'll get easier. You see, you know, we've seen that poster by Michael Jordan, you know, that Michael Jordan poster that says, I've lost almost 300 games and 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed and failed and failed and failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed. You see, here's the thing about people that are successful. They keep trying. They keep trying no matter how hard it gets. They keep trying, and they keep trying, and they keep trying, and then they ultimately start to master those basic fundamentals. And as they keep trying, it gets easier, and it gets easier, and it gets habitual. And that's what the letter is this week, Dave. Keep trying no matter how hard it gets, it will get easier. What do you think, man?
Well, that's good. I was afraid you were going to say it's climb, and I was going to say, Bob, it's that's spelled with a C. I know it's spelled like climb, like a K, but it's not. So
yeah,
I'm just
happy. Cool, but that's spelled with C too, you know.
Or cake. I thought you were going to do cake, and I'm going, oh, no. Okay. I'm going to have to clear what you say from now on, I guess. But, no, that's good. Listen, I think you're right. I think that keeping moving forward, that's one of the favorite things I always say. I said, you know, sometimes you just got to lean forward. And I said, you know, listen, problems, you learn from the problems of the past. But if you stop moving forward, then you're stagnant. You know, and that just means you're going to go nowhere. So sometimes I always say it's better to, well, like R. Williams said, just do it. Just go out and do something, and sometimes you'll figure it out as you're doing it. You know, it sounds a little weird, but it works.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Well, that was a good one. Well, let's do a couple of things. Let's get back to some other idea for some events, okay? Because I want people to understand how easy it is to do an event and why you need to do it. I know we talk about the socialization and whatnot, but let's take it a step further. Let's talk about the type of event that you could plan. And let's say you only have 5 people on your team, okay? And you want to come up with some idea that you can consider being an event. So, Bob, if I was going to tell you I'm a member of your team, and I'm looking up to you as a leader, and I'm saying, wow, should we all get together? And then you're supposed to come up with some ideas. So what would you say to me as a brand new person that's part of a team of 5?
Well, you know, I mean, I always like, when you're starting small with that, Dave, I always like to get a bite to eat. I do, because
okay.
that's really an event. I mean, when we were first starting out in Ithaca, I got some of our leaders together at the carriage house. You know, we went upstairs in their private room, you know, and we tabled ideas, you know, and we had a real nice dinner that was served there, you know, or actually it was a brunch. It was a brunch, that to me it was a great event because we were building our relationships. Every one of those people that were at that event, that brunch, are still very active in the business and are going to be, and some of them are extremely successful right now, and they're getting there. That I love to start on that small basis like that.
Well, so maybe what you're talking about doing is you schedule, you know, whether it be, you know, lunch or dinner is always the best. You know, lunch is not bad because sometimes people can break away, and you also can, you know, not have the lunch be a 2-hour deal. It could be less than an hour, you know. But
right.
if
yeah.
they get used to doing that, you're right. I think they get a chance to chat and talk. especially when they start the business. Don't you think that's probably the most important thing to do?
It's absolutely the most. One of the issues with our, you know, with the MLM business, the network marketing, there's not enough communication in the beginning stages. You know, and we're going to, I think we're going to see an explosion of business here in the next few weeks because of the major event coming up. You know, and it's going to be very, very important for the leaders to get with those new people and get them into that small group, just like you say, and relax and talk, communicate. And then they're going to get relaxed, and then they're going to learn, and they're going to be educated. That's I think it's so important to do that. That communication factor is so huge.
Well, you know, when we first started out, I remember that, we were sort of, you know, excuse the terminology, loosey-goosey. I mean, I remember that Rob and I, we'd go to do a meeting, and it was essentially we'd walk in, and it was, you know, it was all like rock, paper, scissors as to who would do what part. And then we'd just look at other people and say, oh, by the way, you're hosting, or you're doing this, or you're doing that. And, you know, again, in the beginning stages, when it's small, I think it's more impactful. I mean, I think that's when you have a chance to build this camaraderie that it sort of disappears. The larger the group gets, the bigger the event gets. I think people start to feel a little detached, and worst case, they can also, I mean, imagine coming into a meeting room of 200 people and 100 of them are ECs or SCs, and you just started. I mean, is that good or is that bad for them? Personally, I think it's probably bad because they might feel like they're not worthy, you know, and the difference is they probably just didn't get in at the same time. So I like to break it down into small things. I think you're right. I think if you take your own small personal team, and everybody listening to us tonight can probably think of, you know, 10 people. Think of 10 people, even 5 people. Let's think of 10 people if you have a team that has that many in it. And look at ways to get them together. Even if it's just one time, and then from that time you get together, do you want to do it again? And I think that you could start to have some fun with it. I know, Bob, you know, we're talking about some fun events, right? We're talking about going fishing, right? It was an event that you're creating.
I
know we want to do a lot of those.
Well, you know, Dave, like just like this weekend, we have a terrific team down in York, Pennsylvania. Team Bailey, John and Jane Bailey and Courtney Bailey and the HERS, you know, they're just wonderful people down there. I don't want to leave anybody out, but the interesting thing is that, I mean, New Jersey is going to have a great time. Everybody down there is going to have a great time. But like you said, it's a little bit larger, and so it's a little bit more impersonal. You know, now you take our Tioga Downs event, it's going to be, you know, like a tenth of the size of New Jersey. You know, and it's going to be more personal. Now, down in York, where John and Jane have put together a tremendous venue, and they'll be between 30 and 40 people, I know they're going to have the time of their life. It's going to be a great event, and when they hear the announcements, my gosh, it's just going to be, they're going to have that closeness to each other, and I think it'll be a terrific event, and it's a smaller venue, but it's still going to be every bit, maybe even more effective, positive effective, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're doing the same thing up right outside of Rochester and Webster for our team up there. And I know that we'll probably have 60 people or so, you know, maybe more. But the nice thing about that is, like you said, instead of someone sitting at home watching this live event through streaming, they're going to actually be there with a group of people, and that becomes the live event while they're watching the live event.
Exactly.
It motivates them.
Yep. Yeah.
Entirely different way of looking at things. You know, now, you know, something I know we talked about it earlier, and I just have this gut feeling, you know, partially because I'm pretty good at reading how I feel, and I know that tomorrow I go in early in the morning for a whole series of heart test after a little bit more than a year from my heart failure. And I already know that I'm not going to be able to travel. So what I'm going to do, because, again, I'm looking to create my own event, and we talked about it, and I have this format, this Two Black Sheep Radio, I'm actually going to do a live show. And I'm probably just going to do it for the hour before the show. And what I'm going to do, Bob, is I'll probably call you as my co-host, and you can, you know, talk to people. You can put them on the phone, and we'll chat back and forth. We'll get the excitement in there, and then I'll call my team up in Webster, and I'll call some people at the simulcast in New Jersey, and I'll call some other people because, you know, quite frankly, I didn't want to not be involved in an event, so I just created my own party. So it's going to be a party of one, and I'm going to open it up to all of you.
That's terrific. Now, and will we be able to play a few of those clips next week at the show after the event?
Yeah, I'm sure we will. Yeah,
awesome.
And I'll look at some different things. I mean, I talked to Pat Flander, and Pat has said he would love to call in because I want to talk to him because he's going to be in at the simulcast. He's taking the bus down from Albany with that group there. And when he gets down there, I said, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to call in, and I'm going to have you describe the way the event feels to you. And we're going to talk about some of that.
Great.
You know, so
yeah.
I think it can be fun. Again, you know, just like what you did up there, I'm trying to do the best we can at all times to help people feel like they're part of something, you know, even bigger than what it may actually be. You know, so that's what I'm expecting. So, if you know, again, go to our twoblacksheepradio.com. You'll see. I'll post it up there, and it will probably start. When does the live part starts at, what, 3 o'clock Eastern time?
3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time,
okay.
Yep.
Okay, so I'll start at 2 o'clock, and I'll run it for an hour and a half to bleed over a little bit into, you know, some of the live event. But then I'm going to sit back and absorb the live event via streaming myself, so... but I think we'll have a good time. I mean, again, at least I'm not just sitting around doing nothing. Right, Bob?
No, I love it. It's going to be great, and it's going to be an addition to everybody, too, just to have that happen and have it there. And also you'll have it for playback on our show. So it's going to be terrific.
Yep. Actually, that's right. I can probably record the whole thing, and then we'll splice it apart and come up with some good pieces within it. You know. But, again, it just shows the importance of what that event is. You know, another thing I want to talk about briefly is because we talked about this event, and the reason we wanted to really focus on this tonight is because, you know, we're only days away from just a major great time from a lot of people. But I do want to talk a little bit about our five, you know, which we're talking about doing. And we do have 4 out of the 5. We still have one more person we want to put in. I know, Bob, I know you asked me if I delay it because you have one person you want us to interview who's actually going to be at Tioga Downs, so we'll do that then.
Well, actually I have 2. Yeah, I have 2.
Oh, you do?
One's going to be at Tioga Downs, and then the other one, that's the poor guy. He keeps on trying to get with me, and I've been so busy this week with everything, you know, just haven't been able to put it together. But it's, I'm excited about that, and I think the fact that we postponed that for a week until after the major event, I think it's going to fit in even that much better because we'll have people that are going to be able to take the things that were given to them, you know, what by Ambit simulcast. They're going to be able to say, this is how this has helped me start or restart or build my business. I think it'll be a tremendous fit.
Yeah, it sounds even better, you know, because we're going to have fun with it. You know, I've enjoyed, you know, I tell everybody again, you know, I get myself really motivated for this show, you know, so I reserve my strength a little bit. Today I didn't take a nap at all. I feel a little sluggish right now. But, you know, I during those sort of off periods, I get to chat with people that was wanting to come on to be part of this 5 group. And it's just fun and exciting to hear their hope, you know. And I just know that we can have a lot of fun helping everybody and teaching them along the way, you know. So we're gonna do that, and we're gonna have a great time with that. Now, Bobby, if you don't mind, I have a fun brain hurts tonight, and again, you'll appreciate it because I did record it only so I could turn the mic off and cough for a little bit and then turn it back on after, but. I can tell you this, that I am having fun with it. I also know that, you know, I've talked to some great people today. And one thing they all said about me, which I like, is they say, you know, Dave, I don't always like what you tell me, but I always know what you tell me is what you feel. So I said, okay, well, you should tune in tonight because I've got a doozy tonight. So let's go ahead and do this one segment. You know, we always call about Jethro Tull's the teacher. And then we're going to just wrap it up a little bit, and we'll be closing the show up because we're already climbing up on the 45 minutes. So let's go ahead and get this part done, and then we'll chat. Well, this is Dave Wilkerson, and you're going to hear why my brain hurts now. So each week, I'm going to try to come up with something that shows people how my brain hurts, and usually on some topic. But I also am trying to be careful, because if I really say exactly what I think all the time, it probably is not going to be a good thing. You know, and I want to make sure that I'm around for a long enough time to help as many people as possible. But listen, here's a subject that I think is something that should be approached, and I'm not bashful in doing that. I know that one thing you need about network marketing is that leaders are created. You know, it's fun. It really is a lot of fun to watch people who you didn't really believe would become leaders. And I think it's also very important to recognize those leaders are the people that help make you your money. So when people say, I've made, $1 million, I've made $500,000, whatever it may be, whether it be in Ambit or any other company, you know, it's not really what they make. It's what they inspire their team to individually make, and they benefit by that, right? So if somebody says to me, I've made, let's just say $1 million, I go, that's congratulations. So you went out there yourself, and you must have sold, that many customers or that many people, and that's what you got paid directly, right? Is this like a no-level program? It's just what you do? And they'll say, well, no, that's not it. And that's my point. My point is you had other leaders, and each leader, while they're out building their own business, you're benefiting by that. And listen, that's okay. That's how this is supposed to be. We have to make sure that we always recognize that teams are made up of layers and layers and layers of other people, and that's how network marketing works to its best. That's a good benefit to all of us. I'd like to say I kill the business, and I've done really well. But what I've done? I've found leaders, and I've worked with them, and I've inspired them, and they've inspired me. And because of their efforts, my customer count may jump by 10,000 customers over that period of almost 5 years now. You know, what's fun, too, is when you talk about what you have customer-wise. You know, personally, I only have a handful of customers. I have about 20. You know, but my team put together, everybody individually, when you put all those pieces together, it's a major amount of customers I get paid on. You know, and that's what I like about this. So I think it's okay to feel good about what you've accomplished, but only as long as you understand you accomplished it because of other people's effort as well. So that's what makes my brain hurts, when people don't believe that. Well, what do you think there, Bob?
Well, Dave, I love that. It reminds me, you're talking about leadership, and I had a real good conversation with a good friend of mine tonight, Kathy Decker, out here in Afton, and she was saying that, she's looking forward to next week and the weeks after, right after, the event, and that there's going to be a lot that's going to be put together and everybody's going to be able to explode their business because this was so profound. She said, she goes, everybody's looking to be a Jen Decker to sponsor somebody like you or to sponsor somebody like Dave Wilkerson. They always want that star out there. And then I told her, well, my stardom is because I found so many people who found so many people that developed, and I helped develop them. And she said, what I'm thinking, Bob? She goes, I'm thinking that maybe it's time that I became you. I became Dave, and I started developing the leaders like you have. See, and already she's showing that leadership power, that strength, that determination. It was great talking to her, I think she's going to do it. I think she is.
Yeah, that's what you look for. I agree. I just think, my point always was that, you know, all of us have our success, and even some of the numbers that are touted out there, you know, you got to break it down. You got to break it down to those people that are in layers below you, but it's part of their numbers too. So it's really, you know, you could take credit for what you personally do, and maybe you could take some credit for how many people you've helped become leaders. But I think after that, listen, the success in network marketing is not what you do yourself. It's what your whole team does, and you all benefit by it. I mean, to me, that's why I'm attracted to it. It's just for that one reason.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. Yeah, but I really liked the teacher tonight. I really liked it.
Well, you know, I can't wait to, you know, someday I'm going to go completely off course. I'm going to be in real trouble. But, you know, that's why sometimes I record them, because that way I can take a break in between, but also I can make sure I listen to it twice. It's sort of like writing that letter to yourself and putting it away for a day before you send it. I do that all the time.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's the smartest. Yep.
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, tonight the biggest thing from everything was about the event. Okay, it's about learning how to create your own event. Think in small terms, because what happens is if you think in small terms and if other people think in small terms, eventually all of you get together and it becomes a huge event, an extravaganza. But in the beginning stages, you've got to create a support network. And that's why, I mean, if you look at, again, it's genius. The first position is RC, and that's made up of six people. Well, that's a great unit. And everything is built on that unit. The SC, EC, NC all come from those units. So if you worked on building together strong units like that of six people, yeah, you know, you got a business that just will can stand through anything, through the test of time.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Well, listen, everybody, it's been another great show. I think it's 16 shows, Bob. I think so. It's nice when I'm not sure. It's like your letter. You know, I never know what your letter is.
I write it down now.
That's it. Well, you know, I'll have to do that. But everybody's going to love our closing clip because, you know, we're called the Black Sheep, and you'll get it when I start playing this. But I look forward to seeing everybody again next week. How about you, Bob?
Yeah, it's going to be great. And I just want to let everybody know, you know, we do this show to try to help everybody. Let everyone know, you know what, there is a doggone spark at the end of the tunnel. I honestly believe that network marketing, MLM, direct sales, I think it's the last frontier. The last frontier for, you know, the layman, the average Joe, the regular guy, you know, the American, to be able to change their life. And that's what we want to help with. We want to help people change their lives.
No question. So listen, we're going to close it on out. So enjoy this clip, and we'll see everybody next week.
I walked through a county courthouse square, and on a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole's kind of leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat," and I sat down. He said, "Is this the first time you've come to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night Francis Scott Key sat up watching it writing, 'Say, can you see?' It got a little rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. It almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. It got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville. Got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she took a bad hit from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low by the time that one was through. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She got badly mistreated in Iran, but got a ticker tape welcome back home again. And in her own good land here, she's been abused, she's been burned, dishonored, denied, refused, and the very government for which she stands has been scandalized throughout the land, and she's getting threadbare, and she's wearing kind of thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in, because she's been through the fire before, and she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, and we bring her down slowly every night. We don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, son, I guess I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of my ragged old flag.
Wasn't it great to hear from another black sheep, Johnny Cash? Well, listen, everybody, Bob Granger and I just really do appreciate you spending your Thursday nights with us. Make sure you tell the rest of your team to join you, because after all, if you have your team with you listening to this, that in itself is an event. So I hope that means that you learned a little bit tonight. Make sure you also go to twoblacksheepradio.com. All of the previous shows are available to be shared and listened to over and over again, just like Bob does every single day. Hey, everybody, we look forward to seeing you again next week. Until then, see you later.